In the time of pandemic, it is crucial to understand and build a strong immune system. This week, we are covering what an immune system is and what habits you can develop to make it more resistant to different conditions. Let's talk about the immune system. Again, a topic that is really big and there is a lot to say. First, I think we have to start with a definition. So what is an immune system?
Yeah, well, and I will even start by saying thank you again, because this is one topic that was selected by our listener. So it's really helpful when they kind of help us to select the topics that we have to go to. I think the immune system, one of the reasons, and not only the COVID at the moment, but one aspect which is important, when we were talking at Blue Lotus about a rich plant-based diet, we're talking about nutrient density, and one aspect connected somehow to this is trying to have a strong immune system. And so indeed, the immune system is a complex network of cells and protein. It's a defense system from your body when there are microbes or viruses that are attacking in. So we have to be very honest. Here we want to look not into too much in very deep into what it is, but just an understanding and what we can do to try to strengthen our immune system. Because again, it's a complex system. The main aspect is the white blood cells, antibodies, but it's also in the lymphatic system, the spleen, the thymus, the bone marrow. So it's not something simple. One aspect to see, if the description is a bit complex, is to see that the way it works on a macro level is kind of simple. The defense system is based on a recording machine.
Okay.
So the idea is that viruses keeps evolving. They keep,
mutating.
You keep have new ones. You travel. You encounter new environment. You will encounter new viruses. So the way it works is that to develop that immunity and to defend your body against any infection, that system will actually keep a record of every germ or microbe that you encounter, and more precisely, that it has defeated. And then next time, it can recognize quicker the microbe and hopefully destroy it before it will really attack you.
Right.
So one aspect which is great, there are those, disease that we call childish disease. And as a child, you will get them and then you don't have them anymore.
Like chickenpox,
for example. So your immune system now has the memory of that. If he encounters a second time, he can defend himself.
This is why we have chickenpox only once in our lives.
Exactly. And but sometimes it's a bit more complicated. As you know, there is for the flu or the influenza. The thing is, right, these viruses are mutating so fast that the immune system doesn't recognize them anymore. And so what's happening is that he will be able to defend himself if it's a known mutation of this virus. So if he already encountered it. If then this flu is completely different than the previous one, then he won't be able to defend himself properly.
This is why it's seasonal, right? Because it mutates so much that every season we get not the same one, but a little bit different one.
Exactly. It's a virus that tends to mutate a lot. Also, because I think he has a spread and very important. So he tends to have a lot of opportunity of mutation. One aspect also is that all that kind of recording machine is really smart, because it's really like your defense system is able to create almost like a library of pattern or forms of virus. So if you think about it, this is a very smart way to deal with this and an ever-changing environment. So of course, when the researcher discovered that system, they thought, wow, there is a huge potential. And that's how they end up designing the vaccine, where if we manage to have a weak virus, so we would treat, specifically treated a small amount of the virus, we can then inject. And mm-hmm. so people then will create antibodies
mm-hmm.
without having the secondary effect of that virus. But then when they will encounter it, they will have the defense ready.
Right. So yes.
Vaccine is a kind of smart way to realize how it's working, that system, and basically to send the signature of the virus, but with a thing that's less potent. So mm-hmm. that you record it, but you are not sick as if you would really encounter that virus.
Because it's just a small amount of the virus. So it doesn't
small amount
affect you.
And treat it. So mm-hmm. they try to diminish the virality of it.
The potency of the virus. Okay.
Yes. Because there are two things when you encounter a virus. Indeed, is if you have a big amount, because then, you know, your whole system is attacked on every places, so it's hard to react.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is also the virality of the virus. So sometimes it's stronger. So you can kind of lower this dose. From here, what we have to see, and it comes to something that we were talking in other podcasts, is that, again, in life, taking some risk or acute stress is good.
Mm-hmm.
And here in that case, it means that if I go in the subway at the back to school in Paris, I will encounter quite some virus. I may be kind of sick or, you know, not well for a few days. But then because I will have identified viruses and microbes after some rest and recovery, I will be way better at reacting. So one way and the most efficient way to strengthen your immune system is to encounter viruses or microbes.
And so you have to expose yourselves to the environment.
Yes, and that's very counterintuitive if you think of people that really want to protect themselves and things, but this is...
Or their kids.
Yes, this is indeed a way, and hygiene is very important. I'm not saying that. And of course, you want to avoid really like exposition to virus, but... The way your immune system is that it knows in nature that it cannot avoid being exposed. So mm-hmm. the system is based on exposition. So if you never encounter a virus, you will not be able to defeat him straight. So because you won't be able to recognize it. So you might react, you might even defeat it at the end, but it will take more time and you will be sicker.
Yes. And more complications
exactly.
Usually.
And so that tells, and if you look back in history, this is a tragic story, but when from Europe, the conquistador or the colonizer went into other places in the world, more than winning by wars or battles, they were bringing so many viruses and diseases that people were not used to, that people get sick. And a lot of die because of that. So in a way, influenza or flu was the first kind of chemical weapon in a way.
And, right.
And that's something where we should see also that basically you get adapt to your environment. If you change environment, let's say you are living in a big city and you go in the countryside, you may be more sensitive to certain microbe. On the other way, and if you live in the countryside and then suddenly again you go in the subway, in a big city, you might get things that you were not used to.
There was also an experiment. I remember somebody put, I can't remember the scientist, but somebody put a bird into a glass cage. And the bird was using the oxygen inside. So it would keep it for some time. And then the scientist would ask the question, what happens if I put this bird out and I put second bird in? how much oxygen is left there for her to live. And the answer is the bird dies right away because it's not used to that environment of having less oxygen. It didn't accommodate.
And the thing is, indeed, we have to see that we have evolved with a dynamic system. This is dealing with our environment. And that may be also a link between our microbiome and our immune system. Is that
right,
part
yes.
of our defense are coming from outsiders, if you will. And I think today, people are kind of worried about, and they clean and sanitize everything, which mm-hmm. actually is not a protection, and if not kind of detrimental. Because
exactly.
by removing good bacteria, you will let more to very dangerous strain and way that will survive the sanitizer in a way. So we
of course,
are
I mean, the skin is the first layer of protection.
Yes, so we are kind of selecting very highly, and we are creating mutation for very dangerous or very potent bacteria or viruses.
Right.
And it's something to realize that, for example, the antibiotics are not helping in the fact that they are killing bacteria and they are creating a bacteria resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So antibiotics are fantastic when you have specific, but they should be used in a very precise context and not used, for example, as a prevention in the livestock, because then they go in the water and they go in the environment. We don't realize that things that are very good in a very precise context, in a controlled way, if they start to leak in the environment,
mm-hmm.
this is really causing problem.
Right.
So, immune system again, dynamic, complex, not complicated, but complex, meaning that there is no really shortcut, but there are things that you can do. And that thing that you can try to avoid to strengthen your immune system. One aspect, which is the less popular, so we'll start with this one,
mm-hmm.
sleep quality.
Right.
Meaning sleeping more than 7 hours for the average person. And why sleep quality? Very simple. Everything in your body which is not highly priority will be dealt when you are sleeping. And also memorization tend to be better because it will be reinforced when you are sleeping. By having a good sleep, you will keep your immune system, fresh and ready to fight in a way.
Right.
And one thing also that you see with fatigue and physical fatigue, there is a known thing which is called the flu of the marathoner, and which is at the end of a marathon, because you kind of run so long and you exercise so much, the immune system is really for 24 hours very low, and you will get
mm-hmm.
almost everything.
Okay.
After it goes back up, but there is a time where mm-hmm. just because of that physical fatigue, your immune system becomes weak.
Is vulnerable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so sleep, simple, obvious, but that's the first and main thing that you can do for your immune system. Stress management, because again, as mm-hmm. we said, acute stress is something very good. Chronic stress, not at all. So when we say stress management, it's all about managing the chronic and avoiding the chronic stress. Because if you are in a status of inflammation, constant inflammation, it's like an alarm ringing constantly. So your immune mm-hmm. system cannot handle this. And so stress is very important if there is a lion behind you and that you have to run quite fast. But that's
right.
about it. So it shouldn't be when you receive an email or something like this.
Or in the traffic.
Or in the traffic, yes. Moderate physical activity. And here we are talking about regular. We need to move as a spacing, and this helps. And outdoor is better because, again, if you are in the outside environment, your body is kind of in contact with the outside, which is always better.
And getting fresh air, sunlight, I guess.
Yes, especially sunlight, then you have more vitamin D, which is very important for the immune system. Hygiene, and that's where I need to be precise. Yes, washing your hands is very important. So, for example, if you work in a kitchen, you want to wash your hands and you want to be kind of careful. So hygiene is very important, but there is a difference between hygiene and bleaching everything or sanitizing everything.
Exactly, especially when using chemicals.
Exactly. So you want to try to protect and be gentle with good bacteria. But of course, you want to avoid pathogens. It's like you don't want to expose constantly to everything. Sometimes can be really nasty. So you don't want that. That's why hygiene is important, but not to the point of sanitizing with chemical everything. Two things really to avoid are smoking and alcohol.
Okay.
I think alcohol, it has to do with the impact on the sleep quality and also that you have some behaviors that are not exactly your normal ones. And we are also here mostly talking about chronic alcoholism and chronic smoking. So that really will lower your immune system. One aspect, if we say don't drink alcohol, please drink water. So hydration is very important. And I think because of the lymphatic system, you need, in our body, we have 65% of water, depending. So keep being hydrated is a way to have this. And it's just like it's a flow of communication. It's a flow of liquid in your body. And if you impair that, then you might have an issue. That's why hydration is important. And it's not like drinking huge quantities suddenly of water, but it's more like a regular and maintaining well hydrated. All food plant-based, part of the good thing. And why? You can say for two reasons. As we say in the other podcast, fibers are only in plants and they are good for the microbiome. And then your microbiome in exchange will reinforce your immune system because it's a good guy. They're helping you. Also, because of the nutrient rich, there are some vitamins and there are elements that need the immune system. So the more diverse, colorful your diet, the better. All food is very important. And basically, sugar is really bad for the immune system. I mean, refined sugar. On the other thing, all the phytonutrients and they are there, and they are, and also antioxidants will help. So it's a combination that makes the whole food plant-based valuable, and also some basic thing about food. It brings you energy, and your immune system is like everything this kind of energy. So the idea here is really looking to nutrient-rich or nutrient-dense food. And one aspect that is important is healthy fat. So I'm in Spain.
Okay, in what way?
So we'll talk about olive oil, but not only olive oil. You have essential oil and essential fatty acids. Good news, you don't need a lot, but they are really important. And so things that you have in seeds, in nuts, like the walnut is the period at the time. These are very good. And also chia seeds, flax seeds, so like omega-3. So it's just that you don't need a lot of fatty acid, but the protein and antibodies of your immune system, they need those essential fatty acids and amino acids. And so it's basically, again, we did evolve in an environment where we had those and we were eating all plants without thinking too much about it. Refining the food came way after. So this is where basically this is important. One aspect about the food which is important is to realize that when we talk about food allergy, this is your immune system making a mistake and attacking a protein that it should not. So
so this is the autoimmune disease.
Exactly, it's where the the system goes wrong. Like it there is a bug, like so to say, and this is hard. And I will not enter into how it becomes, but it's not only genetic. Sometimes it's just that your immune system is actually weak, or that the microbiome is weak, and then you have a kind of dose reaction, where if it would be healthy and strong, it wouldn't. So that's why also some food allergy will disappear. Sometimes they are related to the age. So it's something to be very careful and conscious about. But no.
Sometimes the environment and the constant chronic stress with the potential of the genes, right? It can be a combination of many different things, still unknown, actually.
Because, again, we are back to a dynamic and complex system. So the idea just there is that go for all food plant-based, nutrient-rich, really balance, well-balanced, lot of colors, lot of everything. And, of course, if you have a very precise allergy that you are aware of, by all means, avoid it. But sometimes those kind of allergy, they will be able to disappear or solve by themselves. And one thing which is, again, counterintuitive, but I add that the cleaner, so to say, your diet, the more potential you may react. So it's not surprising when you have, you know, you are young, you have a kind of a junk food or junk diet. And then you start with plant-based, and then you realize that if you eat something else, then you react. It's not surprising, because if you don't have something, then again, the memory of it will disappear, and then you may react. So by having a good quality diet, we tend to have less stress, which is good. But then there is no perfect world where you... And by no surprise, sometimes your immune system can be a bit
confused.
Yeah, or weaker, but you have less inflammation. So overall, it's good. So it's just you have to do some choice, you know, you have to do some arbitrage. But I have to say that this is something I realized after being vegan for 15 years. I would react more on certain foods. In a way, it's kind of logical. So that's why for me, immune system is something you have to have dynamic perception of it. And I think one thing we need as a group to realize is that developing an immunity is something important. So viruses, you actually want to sometimes be exposed when they are in small quantity or small amounts, because this is the way you will protect you in the future. And unfortunately, this evolves with age. And that's why for older of the person is more difficult, because their system is less reactive and will have hard time to learn. So when you are young, in a way, you should encounter viruses, because you will create the immunity for the future.
So the virus itself is not often the problem. The problem is weak immune system. I mean, this is why many young people don't get really sick too much of the current virus, because they still have a strong immune system.
This, and also it depends on the virus. They attack different things. But in the case of the COVID, indeed, one aspect is that that's why also a lot of people with diabetes 2 or obesity, they will have reaction. And one is almost like an allergic reaction. And they will have a hard time to fight against the virus. Yes, because their immune system, because of the constant inflammation of their body, is weaker. And therefore, they have a hard time to fight. And they are at risk. And that's why for me, when I say that you can expose yourself to a virus, again, I'm talking about healthy, lean person, preferably young. After, this is a wrong strategy. If you get teenage and you don't really want to encounter them, that's for sure.